Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Mike Espick, who is president of the Kerwood Festival in Owosso. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Cheryl.
Well, you've had an awfully good day after a long time of rain to get ready for a festival that I believe kicks off tomorrow on Thursday, correct?
It does. Actually, we do have a kickoff party tonight that we're doing as well, but officially the festival does open tomorrow afternoon.
Well, very good. Tell us about the history of the Kerwood Festival. I of course, have heard about it over the years, but where does it all start?
Oh, it started back in the late 70s. It started as what we called River Days back then. This is our 34th year. It's a festival that we celebrate the life and novel works of James Oliver Kerwood, who was a novelist back in the early 1900s. And several of his novels actually became movies over the years.
Why don't you name a couple of those? For those who don't know, they'll go, oh, I know that one.
Well, The Bear, I think, is probably the most famous. And there were others that were done in the 30s and 40s, and that's a little before my time. So I'd be guessing at some of those names.
Well, very good. And he actually lived there in Owosso.
He did. Again, like I said, he was a writer, and he lived on William Street here in Owosso. And then after he sold several of his books, he earned enough money to build a writing studio here on the river, which is now what we call Kerwood Castle. And it's on a beautiful setting right there on the corner of the river, and that's where he wrote the remaining of his novels.
Well, it's spectacular. I love seeing that. The first time I saw it, I wasn't sure what it was as I was driving through town and had to do a little research. So it's really a cool sight to drive by. Tell us about some of the events coming up over the next few days.
Well, of course, the highlight of our festival this year is the world-renowned Budweiser Clydesdales will be here. They arrived in town Monday afternoon. And they'll be here all week on display starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that's free of charge, available to the public. And that's something that we're real fortunate to have. Our friends at Main Beverage here in Owosso, it's their 50th anniversary, and they are sponsoring the Clydesdales, and it was perfect timing to have them here.
Well, and in case anybody, I mean, we've all seen them on television. Several years ago, they were here at MSU at the Horse Barns, and I was able to go in and take a look at them then. I mean, they're truly awe-inspiring. They're so spectacular.
They are. We have an eight hitch team here at the festival. They bring 10 horses, but the hitch is eight, and they will be kicking off our parade on Saturday at 2:00.
Ah, the 2:00 parade. That's what I was trying to get. We're going to get to some of these events. You did mention that they're available for viewing starting tomorrow from 9 to 4. The information I have is at the Comstock lot behind JCPenney. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well,
that
I wanted
correct.
To make sure I had things right. And then the outpost kickoff, 5:45 to 7:45 tomorrow night?
That's correct. They'll be in full hitch and on display in front of the entertainment tent for all to view.
And then, of course, from 9 to 6 all day long on Friday. Tell me what that's about. Is that about the parade's on Saturday, so on Friday they're just open for viewing again for folks?
Cheryl. They bring in three beautiful Budweiser 18-wheelers came into town, and they bring their own stable. It's like a little miniature city over there right now. So
I was going to say, where does one put the Clydesdales in Owosso or anywhere?
Right, they're under a 100 by 80 tent, and again they bring their own stables. It's all set up. It's just beautiful, just absolutely beautiful.
So I'm guessing you've had a chance to go over and meet with them and take a look at them.
I have. They are just magnificent animals.
Well, that is the truth. And then the parade kicks off Saturday at 2, as you said. Are some other activities throughout the evening, Friday and Saturday?
Yes, actually, Friday evening we kick off with a wine and cheese party at 4:30. That's at the Outpost Entertainment Tent. Then at 7:30 there is the kids' parade. And and we have about 100 entries of kids that they have their own little parade, which is pretty nice for the youngsters.
Well, this an event like this throughout this weekend, Mike, is one of those things that makes small town life pretty charming, and lets the rest of us who aren't fortunate left enough to live in a small town like Owosso come and enjoy it as well, isn't it?
It is, and this festival could not happen without the hundreds and hundreds of volunteers and the area merchants that help support us to put this festival on. Like I said, this is our 34th year, and this is my second year at the helm, and it's a privilege and an honor to be here. It's a small town life is pretty unique, and I do a lot of traveling in my business, and I like visiting Atlanta and Chicago, but I tell you, I would not give up living in Owosso.
Well, I grew up in a small town. I grew up in Hillsdale, Michigan, so I grew up with that small town feel. And events like this, where the whole community is out and you run into everybody you know, it's kind of a perfect little piece of Americana, isn't it?
It is. And on Saturday for our parade, we typically bring in an extra 30,000 people lining the streets for our parade, and we're expecting that to be probably double that with the Clydesdales here. Also here for our second year in a row are the Ultimate Air Dogs. That's Milton and Brian Wilcox who come in, and that's a dock diving competition for dogs.
I did see some promotional stuff, some ads about that. And what time is that?
That starts the first splash kicks off tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. They'll run another four events on Friday, four or five on Saturday, three or four on Sunday, with the finals at 5 o'clock.
Are all of these events free of charge?
That is a free of charge event. Most of our events are free, with the exception of some of the entertainment events that take place in the outpost. Another outpost feature that we're doing on Sunday is the polka, the new Brass Express. From up in the Thumb area, will be here, and they're a seven-piece polka band, and that's courtesy of our friends here at the Hetfield Group of Raymond James and Associates, and it's a fun time. That we open up the tent to all ages that day, and people are welcome to come down and listen to the music and dance their worries away. Polka's a fun thing to do that with.
It sure is, and it's awfully fun to watch, even if you don't join in.
That's right.
I'm wondering, it looks to me like the weather's supposed to hold for you after all of this rain. You folks did something right.
Well, I certainly hope so. We had several rain delays last year.
Oh.
They weren't long rains, but you get a downpour of 15 to 20 minutes, and it kind of thins the crowd out, but within another half hour, they're back in, and we're going strong again. So.
Is there a someplace folks can head, like a website, to check out the schedule of events and plan their weekend?
Absolutely. Go to KerwoodFestival.com, no spaces, and click on the events link, and there is a complete schedule available on a download.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend. Looks like you're going to have great weather for it. Can't wait to come see the horses again, frankly, and join in all the other activities. Mike, I appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mike Espick, who is president of the Kerwood Festival in Owosso, kicking off with some events tonight and full strong tomorrow. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.